Hey, it's your old pal Slim, and this is a special bonus episode of 70mm, a podcast for film lovers. In this episode, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the animated classic Shrek. I'm joined by famous artist Danny Haas.
Shrek is a disgrace to cinema.
And spiritual advisor Protolexis.
Ugly animation, poop jokes, Shrek being gross. I can't think of a worse opening.
The buzz in our VHS Village Discord about a potential Shrek episode was palpable. However, they may come to regret their decision. Enjoy! There was a buzz in the air over the last few weeks. It was palpable, not just in the VHS Village Discord, but the world at large.
It was everywhere.
You couldn't escape it. We were getting tweets. We were getting emails. We were getting postcards about this buzz around Shrek, the classic animated movie. And it just so happens that this is the 20th anniversary of when Shrek hit theaters.
20 years.
I got goosebumps just thinking about how this all worked out. I'm all chilled up.
20 years. 20 years of Shrek. 20 years of the Green Ogre. The Mike Myers, his legacy.
Yeah.
Wrapped up in
some
this.
Say. Yeah.
Danny, how do you feel? This bonus episode, this is going out to our entire listening audience. You were dreading this moment.
Yeah.
Before we even get to Proto's intro, what's your state of mind right now?
I mean, if I can be honest.
Yeah, please.
Honestly.
Now.
I feel sick. Oof. Having to have watched this film 20 years later. I don't even know if I have. I mean, I think I've seen it once.
Really?
And vowed never to return again. But for this show.
For us.
For us in the village.
This is streaming on Hulu right now. So if you want to pause it and get in there and then come back, by all means. But before we get into the nitty gritty, Proto, are we ready for one of your patented bonus episode off the cuff descriptions for Shrek?
Are you ready? If you're not ready at home, you might want to pause the tape and get ready because it's coming right now. Picture this. It's, you know, it's the year, who knows, 1998, 1999. You're at DreamWorks and you're getting your lunch eaten by Disney. And you're thinking, you know what? We can't compete with these Imagineers. We need to think outside the box. And they decided the place they were going to go was the toilet. They were going to go where Disney wouldn't dare to go. They went right to the toilet bowl. Because if there was ever a movie that just circled the drain the whole way through, it's sure. We meet our hero in the stall. He's in his swamp. He comes out after dropping an ogre load, which, but his own account would kill you.
Oh, my chest.
So he gets his business done. We hear. Man, I forgot how soon this got. We hear Smash Mouth within the first, 2 minutes of this movie starting. And so, you know, Shrek, he's a green ogre. He lives alone in a swamp. But Prince Farquaad, the kingdom that Shrek resides in, is full of fairy tale creatures, his kingdom. And Farquaad wants to get rid of them. He goes to work. He's doing a census of all these and shipping them out to, I guess, ultimately to the ogre swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's also this donkey whose name is Donkey, played by Eddie Murphy. And he runs in with Shrek and, you know, Shrek wants nothing to do with him, but Eddie Murphy won't leave him alone. So they become pals. And then, you know, Shrek's upset that all these fairy tale creatures are at a swamp. So he goes to Farquaad to get him to remove them. But he says, no, you have to get me a princess. This princess who resides in this castle, in like a volcano or something like that. And bring her back to me. Close enough. So he goes, Shrek and Donkey, they go, they get this princess, Princess Fiona, and they begin a beautiful relationship. You know, it's a little rough at the start, but we come to realize that Fiona is also a ogre at night when the sun goes down. And that's kind of the curse that's on her, if you will, the, you know, classic princess curse.
Yeah. Classic.
And, you know, the relationship grows. This becomes revealed to Shrek eventually. And, with the true love's kiss, Fiona, rather than staying human, she is fully cursed to be an ogre for the rest of her life with Shrek. And they live happily ever after.
My God. That and was Shrek. Like a Thank five-star you. Intro to what I would presume is a one-star rating from Protalexis on Shrek. I don't know what direction you're going to go for this movie, but this is also the first time I have seen this movie in maybe 15 years. But I remember everything about this movie. I don't know about you guys. I had watched this probably a million times when this had come out. This is a shocking revelation. What? I haven't revealed this anywhere.
Matt.
You know, Mike Myers, my boy, from Austin Powers fame, So I Married an Axe Murderer. You know, he was hot to trot before this movie came out. Austin what Powers, 97.
What's that one movie you did with Dana Carvey?
Spies Like Us. Spy Who Shagged Me, 1999. Shrek, 2001. Shrek 2, 2004. And I don't think he made any movies after that. The jury is out if he made anything post that period.
Was he that guy in Love Guru? Was that him?
I've never heard of that movie. It might be Jim Carrey. But, so you said this movie circled the toilet, the drain, ogre load, which I think we might need to put on a shirt of some kind, maybe the back end of some booty shorts. how much, back to the beginning of this movie, how much Shrek hate you think is based solely on the song at the start of this movie, All Star? What, it's got to be a high percentage, right?
It's like a perfect combination of bad. Like, he's taking a dump, and then Smash Mouth All-Star kicks in. Like, it couldn't get any worse to start off with. Like, at all.
Should you just reveal your rating right now? This is a bonus episode.
The it's segment, a half star, Matt.
Half star
There's
rating.
There's no way. This movie is so bad. And any part... where it could possibly get good, they play a terrible song.
Like, the soundtrack doesn't do it any favors in 2020.
It's so bad. No, this movie is absolutely horrible.
Proto, let's keep it going. What is your rating for Shrek?
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready for this?
Am I ready? Oh man. Well, I didn't really take a lot of notes with this.
Yeah.
And I really didn't I know I've seen this a couple times, and I didn't really remember much of it outside of the first 10 minutes. Like, once after they, like, him and Donkey leave the swamp, I couldn't remember what happened. I had no idea. I mean, I knew Fiona eventually, and, like, she's an ogre or whatever. But I couldn't remember the middle at all. But, and I agree with Danny totally. I wrote two notes for this movie. The first one is, ugly animation, poop jokes, Shrek being gross. I can't think of a worse opening. just absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. Everything in this was just like a total turn off this first 5 minutes. But for me, Eddie Murphy is the saving grace
of this
movie.
How come did Oscar not shine favorably on him that year, 2001? He deserved it.
He's just so funny.
Yeah.
I loved him in this. Like everything that came out of his mouth. I mean, this movie should have been Donkey, if I can be frank. It should have been about him. Because Eddie Murphy is just a treasure.
King.
I love him. And everything he said was hilarious. Oh, man. You know, I'm waffling between 2 and 3 stars for this.
Wow.
I watched it with my kids.
They will tell me they loved it.
You know, we had a good time watching it together. Maybe that's why I'm considering 3 stars mm-hmm. because, you know, they thought it was funny. It's always fun to laugh with your kids and enjoy a movie. That always raises it a little bit because at least I was having fun with them.
Pardo's voice got so high there that my dog's ears perked up across the room.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm 2 or 3 stars right now.
I'm going to just blow minds right now. This is an easy 4-star movie for me.
You're out of your damn
Shrek.
You're out of your
this
damn
This is so much
mind.
Fun, this Shrek.
What? And
if I can try to defend the toilet humor to start this movie, I mean, it's all over the movie, really.
Yeah.
But your dream works. How do we try anything? Let's poke fun at the stud, you know, male in these Sleeping Beauty movies. Or the star of the Disney, you know, princess films. Let's make him disgusting. Let's just do that right off the bat in this movie. He's using the toilet, you know? Like, oh, what are we getting into here? This isn't Disney. This ain't your daddy's Disney or whatever, you know, you could say there. Mm-hmm. The whole movie, actually, there was a few jokes that I thought were like, you know, borderline PG-13 R, where they... There was the one where they mentioned, I think, like the princess on her back mm-hmm. or something like that. I did like a double take, watch the movie. I didn't remember that line at all. I like adjusted my glasses looking at the TV. But one thing that I really love about this movie is the poking fun at fairy tales. And Peter, like when Peter Pan appears on screen, I was howling, you know, and just Pinocchio. Just the joking and poking fun at all these classic stories. I think they're still funny now. And at the time, if I remember correctly, that was like why it was so revolutionary. Like, oh, they're having fun with all this stuff where it's like sacred text, you know, it's like untouchable. I don't know if you felt that way, Proto.
Well, one thing that I did think of, the scene... When it came up to with Robin Hood, I was like, oh, yeah, there's the Matrix spoof in this. And that was just so, stupid. So like, at the time it was like very, I feel like that meta cultural stuff in a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Was there stuff that was doing that earlier? Like now it's all over the place.
Right.
Like there's so many animated movies that do this. But at the time, I feel like that was... kind of surprising and new and fresh for an animated movie like this. Mm-hmm.
Looney Tunes was doing meta.
That's true.
Yeah, like 60 right. years ago.
Right. It's nothing new. Shrek did nothing.
Nobody did it for like 30 years after Looney Tunes did it. DreamWorks was the first. Danny, if you could just look at Danny's face right now, if you're listening to this podcast, he looks like he's about to strangle me.
4 stars.
The baffled. Animation obviously is rough. It doesn't
it's
hold
terrible.
Up. The soundtrack
is terrible.
Catastrophic in terms of holding up over 20 years. Just catastrophic.
Yes.
But with that said, I think it's still hilarious. I love Shrek. He's a guy that's like lived alone his entire life. He laughs at his own jokes. I can see myself in a little bit in Shrek. He makes these terrible jokes. He's cracking himself up because he's never like talked to anybody. Mm-hmm. Their relationship with Donkey, when she comes into play and they have the three of them, one of my notes is like, is this lightning in a bottle right now? It's
oh my
so
God.
Much fun for me. The end, like the problem is they made like 8 other Shreks after this. Obviously they had the TV, direct to TV movies, whatever, Cat in Boots. But for my viewing, this does feel like a lightning in a bottle. It doesn't hold up as well over time, but I still had a lot of fun. just shook his head. No.
I have no rebuttal anymore. I could not wait for this film to get done. Casey had asked me, she was like, why don't you just watch it with the kids? And I'm like, two reasons. I don't want them to like this and have to have it on in the background for the rest of my life. And second, I would have to call child services on myself because this is abuse.
What are you, we don't know what you've done for the art for this episode.
I haven't done any art for this yet. Are you kidding me? I have no idea. A turd in a toilet bowl.
It's going to be like the princess's castle or something. Something so unrecognizable to the idea of Shrek that you could pass this off.
I don't know. I'm afraid to even look back in on what art I'm going to have to do for this.
How about, I mean, the gingerbread man. It's not iconic. No?
The muffin man bit?
Yeah.
The only the thing
gingerbread,
that...
He's got the gingerbread man with no legs. Remember, he's getting like surgery on.
Yeah. It just doesn't hit for me.
Interesting. Pardo, why do you think that is?
The only thing that I do enjoy about this, which is why I'm giving a half star, is John Lithgow as Farquaad.
Amazing performance.
It's funny, but that's about it.
I was surprised. You know, the reason we're doing this is, a lot of our villagers wouldn't shut up about it. And I was surprised at how much love, like passionate love there is for this, as if this is like a keystone of their childhood. And you know, there's this kind of, you know, people are younger than us. So like maybe that's, you know, part of it. Maybe they saw it, like they grew up with this movie, you know, under 10 and it was just part of the repertoire of movies that they watched. But like for me, that doesn't work. Like for me, that's like Aladdin and Lion King. Like not, you know, Shrek isn't in, I was too old for this to have that kind of effect on me. But that's interesting just knowing that this holds that kind of place in you know, a younger generation's heart.
Mm-hmm. This is probably the first time the first time I heard that Hallelujah song. That was pretty popular because I believe mainstream release.
They would disgrace that song on
this was
movie.
This was the big one. This put it mainstream. That song, if I remember. I'm not researching that, so just take my word.
But I'm sure Jeff Buckley heard it.
Oh gosh. Some of my other, the Enchanted Mirror was a hoot. There was like wrestling in jokes when he was doing the fight inside the courtyard, and were like yelling at him to give him the chair. When she sings and that bird explodes. I thought that was funny. Danny is so revolted. I love it.
I'm just dying right now.
I wish I would have wrote down some of the things Eddie Murphy says, but I just like everything he says. Yeah. Like the bolt, he's like, that's like a nice that boulder. That's a nice boulder. Everything out of his mouth, I just loved.
Mm-hmm. That was actually a lot of my notes were just the fairy tale characters. I liked the poking fun at them. You know, I would be curious to know what people think watching this today, you know, compared to, you're so used to growing up in the last 15 years with like Pixar stuff, even the last 10 years, like just insane animation and storylines. I wonder what like a first time viewer of Shrek today would be like.
Well, yeah, compared to the mainstream, like theatrical released animated movies. Yeah. This is like a joke, but... When you look at the shows that Amazon is putting out, like my kids watch a lot of garbage.
Filth on Netflix.
There's a ton of like garbanzo animated shows that my kids will watch that look like this, which is weird. Like these shows that you can tell have like very low budgets, you know, made by interns, they look as good as Shrek. So they're used to, I think they're in some way they're used to it. But yeah, if your kid just watches like Pixar, you're going to be revolted by this.
I mean, also we mentioned it a couple weeks ago that Shrek ride at Universal, that needs to be torn down. They need to, I mean, what is going on that ride still exists at Universal Florida, Danny, please enlighten us.
Well, if you would just look into our Discord and see that the people that are younger than us still love this movie for some reason. Mm-hmm. So a Shrek 4D ride, you know, they're going to go do it. They don't care about Alfred Hitchcock anymore, you know?
No.
It makes me sick taking out that Alfred Hitchcock show for this garbage.
You think these young kids have you seen a Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Theme park. And Shrek is a disgrace to cinema. I mean, they came out that same year as Monsters, Inc. So they're already behind in design with a monster. Because Monsters, Inc. looked leaps and bounds, still does better than this movie. Mm. But also, Miyazaki, rocking 2D animation, winning an Oscar for Spirited Away that year. So it's like DreamWorks. What do you talk? Just give up.
You talk about an R-rated movie, Spirited Away.
Those pigs?
My God. That is a haunting film.
You mentioned the character designs. The thing that has always, I struggled with Shrek, is that I do not like the look of Shrek. He's, of course, he's ugly, but you can make something ugly, but still like a good design. To me, he's just ugly and he's not pleasing to look at. And at the end, it's actually a letdown to see, you know, this princess turned into another ugly ogre. It's so dissatisfying to see them come together. Like, I'd rather her with Farquaad and, you know, stay human. I am pro-human, okay? And I'm just always kind of disappointed at the end of this.
This is probably going to be a very divisive episode, I think, based on the comments that I've heard so far. If you remember in Shrek 2.
No, no one does, Matt.
If I remember correctly, the main storyline is that he reverts to a human in Shrek 2. He gets some kind of potion.
Well, who does he look like?
He looks like Ben Grimm animated before he became the thing. That's what he looks like. I don't remember what happens in Shrek 3. I don't even know if I saw Shrek 3, but that's neither here nor there. I can guarantee you, though, we will not proceed with this film franchise. After this point,
we won't.
But we
not with me, at least.
Danny will be on assignment for any episodes that involve Shrek. Perto, do you have any closing thoughts for Shrek? We already heard your rating between 2 and 3 stars, but anything you want to say about it?
No, that's really it. I don't have much more to say. I don't have any plans to revisit this. It's serviceable. It's not really a movie I want to watch again. I'm sorry.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Danny, thank you for watching it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your bravery right now.
Yeah.
It's through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Shrek for 20 years.
Congrats, Shrek.
Since you hit theaters.
You did it.
And I hope you enjoyed this special presentation. We will see everybody next episode. Goodbye. "70mm is a VHS Village production, featuring original artwork provided by Danny Haas. Spiritual Guidance and V'ger, the robot who loves movies, provided by Protolexus. Producer Emeritus, Dale_A. Prints and other merch are available on 70mmpod.com. This episode was mixed, edited, and produced by me, Slim. And you can support our Patreon for access to our Discord to talk movies with other villagers, get early access to episodes, discounts on merch, and a physical membership card mailed to you. If you would like to support our friends at Letterboxd and upgrade to pro or patron status, you can do so with a 20% off discount using the links on 70mmpod.com. Goodbye.